How are you? Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's mentor moment time. Every single week, I give you 10, 15 minutes of a brand new mentor, someone to guide us in the week ahead. They'll solve one specific problem for us. Today, it's around money. Who doesn't want to be smarter with money? Our mentor today is Dan Fox, the CEO and founder of Johnson Hanna. His lesson is always take the money that's available and why he thinks you should always raise money as a founder. Here's Dan. Are you an early stage founder solving problems in the food supply chain? The Green Man Group sees the value in your work and has launched the Growing Further Awards to back your vision. These awards are designed to promote startups that are driving sustainability and innovation in key areas of the food supply chain, including production, distribution and retail, built environment, and customer engagement. Enter at growingfurther.io for a shot at a share of the €100,000 cash prize and the chance to pitch your company to a crowd of industry leaders. Don't miss out. The deadline for entries is October 4th, with final judging and the awards set for January 2025. Learn more and apply at growingfurther.io. I've been recording the pod in Iconic Offices for almost 2 years, and they've supported me a lot, and they're going to support you too. They offer everything from co-working to office spaces to meeting rooms to spaces by the day. Try them for free so you can get a free co-working space or a free office for the day. Simply go to the link in the bio and enter Gary24. Thanks, Iconic Offices.
So
you'd learn from the first one you weren't going to bootstrap again.
I wasn't going to do it again.
Clear in your mind, you were like, no way.
Very clear.
Okay.
Absolutely no way. It's. I mean, look, there's pros and cons, but I think the pros of raising money always outweigh the cons, in my view. So I raised money. Now, ultimately, I ended up buying that pot of investors out because I felt that they'd come in at a time where the valuation just, the true value of the company couldn't have been realized that early on. So I ended up raising, I ended up taking a loan and buying them out very early on. And that
was, what kind of time scale are we talking about here?
Really stressful. That was, I guess it was like 9 months post investment.
Wow, that's fast.
And we were revenue generating. Like we were like really.
So was this the first version of Johnson Hanna, or was this a previous business
going
up to?
No, this was the first version.
Okay.
But it was a really, like, it was embryonic. It was, you know, and
that's ballsy though, to set it up and then buy them out for 9 months.
It was super stressful. And at the time I was buying a house. We were having our first kid. Dickie from the first business was involved. Alex was involved as well. So, you know, the band was back together kind of thing, but it was really stressful. It really was. So anyway, but you know, at the same time, like, it made sense at that point in time. And I think, you know, and Garrett respected it as well. And so anyway, I pulled the money together from investors who ultimately became my seed investors, took a loan off them, a personal loan, and I bought them out.
Personal loan.
Don't recommend that.
Those words that wake you up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, don't recommend that. So that was it. And then,
but you believed in it so much. You were like, this is the way, this is the only way this can be done.
Yeah, I believed that there was a major opportunity to challenge the industry. And what I had seen very quickly with a small team and a very small pool of funds, that we were already, you know, generating revenue in our, you know, in that year of close to €1 million. And, you know, and so fundamentally, I had conviction around it.
Yeah, you weren't going on a hunch going, I think maybe, oh, isn't that a problem? Maybe.
I knew I could raise a proper fund.
Yeah.
I certainly believed I could. And so, you know, we went off, we did the buyback. And I remember one of the first things I did, I reached out on LinkedIn to, you know, one of our earliest investors who's become a very close friend of mine, Dan Kiley. And
famous name in the entrepreneurial world.
Yeah, definitely. And in the outsourcing world too. And I pinged him a message on LinkedIn and I said, Dan, you know, I'm a big fan. I've
long time listener, first time caller.
You know, and I said, look, would you entertain me? Could I buy you a coffee? And I swear, like within 10 minutes, he'd replied to me on LinkedIn and he'd said, look, Dan, send me your number. So I sent my mobile number and he rang me 10 minutes after that. And, you know, it was one of those funny relationships where you just strike up a rapport. Yeah. And we were laughing with each other within the first couple of seconds. I don't know why, but I think the two of us found it funny that we had the same name. You know, it was that kind of ridiculous.
Small things.
Yeah, yeah, little things. So so anyway, he said, look, come down to the Intercontinental. Let's grab coffee and we'll have a chat about what you're trying to achieve. And so literally that day, it was the very same
really?
Day. It was the same day.
Like I think that's fascinating. Like, because a lot of people wouldn't reach out.
Yeah.
Oh no, like I'm not ready. He's so busy, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The answer is always no if you never ask.
Totally.
I do a lot of teaching and I keep saying, you know what the number one killer of businesses is? Oh, money, all these answers. I'm like, nope, you never start.
Yeah.
You never start because you're waiting for that moment. Oh, the time is right. Whereas like this is a perfect example of you knew there was a problem. You started, didn't go how you wanted. You kept going. But then you went again and you knew, oh, I've tweaked it now.
Yeah.
It's never a straight line. It's never this like, oh, no. Yes, now we've figured it out. Because the problem will mutate. Things will change. You'll learn so much. But then that's a brilliant story of like within the space of a couple hours, I'm assuming the trajectory of where you were going changed.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And you know, this like it's just this roller coaster. And like it's kind of like, you know, on a Sunday night, you're the happiest you've ever been. And then Monday morning, you're in the doldrums, you know, and that's the roller coaster. But that was like, you know, that was a real high point. And I was like, geez. So
what did you want from him? What was your reason for reaching out?
My agenda was like really clear. I guess I courted him into the conversation on the basis of I want mentorship, I want advice, I want guidance. You know, you've been a really successful entrepreneur, you know, in the outsourcing world. You know, I have this idea for flexible legal outsourcing and, you know, I'd love to learn about your journey, which I, you know, and that was the truth. I did want to learn, you know, from him how he'd done it. But I also had a very defined agenda around I want to raise money. And I want you to be part of this because I knew that, you know, that would make sense strategically. Mm. And I also knew that if I could bring in someone with, you know, with, I guess, Dan's kind of reputation in the marketplace, that would also court the interest of other investors. So we met up and like, I think honestly, within 15 minutes, Dan had said, look, I'll put in 150,000 euro. And that was the start of it. And so
no fancy pitch decks, just to pause on that.
No.
No fancy pitch decks, no 6 month build up. Just, do you know what it was though? The power of your clarity. Like it's so powerful. We chatted a little bit about this over coffee. Been clear.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going for. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And just being yourself. Marry those two together and it's a serious force.
Yeah, and I think it's also like the power of rapport and dynamic between people. And like sometimes that's luck because, you know, you get on with someone and they say,
just be sound.
I want to back you. Yeah.
Just be sound. Like, you know, like just be sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's overrated. It's underrated, I should say. It's massively underrated. Yeah. Just be sound.
Yeah. So that was it. And then that was really powerful because then I was able to reach out to, you know, a handful of other angels.
You'll never guess who's in. If he's in, you should be in too.
You've got the opportunity of a lifetime. So, yeah. So that was it. But
that was your anchor. That was your social proof. That was your anchor. You know, you need one to pull the others, yin and yang.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we went off and then Enterprise Ireland was, they committed, I think, 200,000 euro to the project. And, you know, so we were able to raise like the guts of €1 million as a seed, which was really meaningful. And obviously having, you know, EI support and they've been there from the beginning. And that was another really key anchor because people were then saying, okay, this is being validated now by, you know, an outsourcing entrepreneur and also you've got EI involved. So it became easier then and there was momentum being built. So
you got to play the game a little bit. I think people try just outwork it. They try just, I'll just work harder. When in reality, social proof, Who's involved? What's the shortcut? How do I understand this?
Completely.
It's, you know, it's massively powerful.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed that episode with Dan, you can go back and listen to the full episode. It's episode 277. I'll see you back here on Thursday for a brand new interview. Have an incredible week.